First letter to Timothy. Paul encourages Timothy to resist false teaching. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God, our Saviour, and Christ Jesus, our hope, to Timothy, my true child in faith, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. Stay at Ephesus just as I urged you to do when I was going to Macedonia, so that you might instruct certain men not to teach a different doctrine, nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. The intended result of this instruction is love, out of a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talking, desiring to be teachers of the law, though they neither understand what they say, nor what they confidently affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully, since we know that law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and unruly, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Paul's conversion, a pattern for us all. I thank him that enabled me, Christ Jesus our Lord, for that he counted me faithful, appointing me to his service. And though I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and abusive, however, I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord abounded exceedingly with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me as chief sinner might Jesus Christ show all his long suffering as a pattern to those that would later believe in him to gain eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit to you, my child Timothy, in accordance with the prophecies which were made about you, that by them you may war the good warfare, holding on to faith and good conscience, which some have thrust from them, made shipwreck of their faith, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they might be taught not to blaspheme.